Help may be on the way for New Yorkers who can't find or afford quality childcare for infants and toddlers. A package of 18 bills has been introduced by Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, who promised its passage in the Democrat-dominated Assembly. At its heart is paid family leave for parents of newborn children or those caring for ill family members. And Silver says it wouldn't raise taxes.
We believe it's handled by a 45-cent weekly payment from employees, similar to the disability premiums that are now paid by employees.
Some business groups say it should be voluntary, not government mandated. The legislation would also increase access to child care for low-income families and raise the quality of child care programs. Jan Barbieri of the Child Care Council of Suffolk cautions that the devil is in the details and a closer look at the measures is necessary.
I think it's wonderful that all of this is out there about the needs for young children, and I want to know what's inside of all of these bills. What are the details?
Representative Michelle Titus is a member of the Child Care Work Group formed last May, whose recommendations resulted in the new bills. She says they address the fact that when it comes to children, sometimes jobs are at stake.
And allowing working families to keep their jobs, not lose that job and become a recipient of the safety net, but keep them in the workforce and keep families working.
Representative Catherine Nolan points out a paid family leave measure was introduced in 2005, but never passed.
We've really polished it up and decided this is the moment to push it forward. We have tremendous support in the Assembly.
In January, Rhode Island became the third state to offer workers paid family leave, along with New Jersey and California. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.